Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's that time of year, Jazz for Justice taking place this Saturday night at UMW at Dodd Auditorium, and we are going to talk about it this morning. This is always a really great show because of a couple of the regulars who are always here, everyone here who always makes it interesting, but Doug Gately with the Jazz program at UMW is here. Doug, good to have you back. Good morning.
Thank you much.
And Ann Klockner with Legal Aid Works downtown here. Ann, great to have you here.
We're glad to be here, Ted. Thank you.
You've been coming out. We just a second ago heard this is our fourth year of doing this. This is the fourth year for Jazz for Justice itself?
It is. We started this with an idea from Ed Weiner, who's an attorney up in Fairfax County, and he had this idea many years ago, and he was talking about it at a bar association function down in Richmond, and Paul Simpson, who was our bar president, our local Fredericksburg area bar president, thought it was a great idea, a good mix, because all Ed Weiner said you needed was a great jazz program at a university and a local legal aid, and you could put those two together to do a joint fundraiser, and that's what it's become. It's a dual fundraiser. 50% of the proceeds go to the jazz program for scholarships, music scholarships, and 50% goes to support equal justice in the community.
And we've got the Legal Aid Works here, mm-hmm. and we've got the jazz program at UMW, so it works.
And we have some scholarship winners with us today.
We are going to, I was just going to introduce them, Sean Mitchell and Josh Cowrich from UMW here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're gonna hear from you. We also have Joel Young here, the chair of the Jazz for Justice Planning Committee. So good to have you back, Joel.
Good morning.
This and when this idea first came about, did you have to do a lot of selling to Doug to get him to do this?
No, not at all. If I remember correctly, Doug is a person who understands very early on the power of a presentation like this to do several things. First of all, I think it's important to support the arts in this community. And secondly, this is a way to get people to appreciate where jazz fits into the arts in the community. So I think Doug was an immediate fan of this idea. Paul Simpson went to Rick Hurley, who at the time was the president of UMW. Rick greenlighted it. If it hadn't been for Rick greenlighting it, we wouldn't have had the beautiful, gorgeous Dodd Auditorium as our venue. So we've just been really, really lucky that UMW has graciously used their facility to host this. And it's a kicking concert. It is great to support these two organizations, but if you just want to come and enjoy a really great evening of music for a great price, it is the place to go.
First surprise of the morning. Well, at 8:09, we can note it that a lawyer just said it is a kicking concert.
It is. It's especially so because it's that nice kind of pulling together of lots of different people in the community. When we look out at the audience, we see lawyers, we see the community members whose kids are in the kids choir that comes and sings. There's a gospel choir. Mm-hmm. The students show up to support their classmates. It's a great community event that pulls everybody together, and it's really good music.
It's really good music. I've been there a couple of times, and you alerted me to this. Doug Gately is not your normal. I mean, he keeps it flowing, and you do a good job, Doug. Just because you're passionate about this and serious about it, but you have a great time.
Yeah, thank you much. I could maybe use a new agent. Are you available? But it's a great venue for people to come out and hear some really nice jazz, and I have to tip my hat to the, quite frankly, the president's office, the University of Mary Washington, that has supported this 100%. And it's been very helpful to mainly, to me, it's always about the students. What can we do to help students at Mary Washington? And this is a great program, and it helps the legal aid aspect of it is great. And I keep telling people, you know, we watch these things like Law and Order on television and so forth, and they're always giving, well, you can have a lawyer for free. Those are only for criminal things.
Yeah.
They do such great work with all kinds of things like domestic disputes, housing, a lot of different issues. So it's an important thing that the community does as a whole.
Well, and that's what's always been great about this with you and Doug, that and we're going to hear from the students as we go along this morning, and what you do is jazz, but you do really have an understanding about what Ann does. It's not as though you've got the jazz end of it, she's got the legal aid end of it. You really understand what she does.
I do. I'm basically, they're the brains behind all this. They put most of this together. I'm just what you would call the artistic director, so to speak, and build the program, for the music program, but they put a lot of the nuts and bolts behind the scenes. You got to tip your hat to the Fredericksburg Bar Association, the legal aid that Ann runs. It's tremendous. I'm always impressed. Anytime I go to a meeting, I say, wow, these people are really on it.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear, Doug. You're the talent, and you bring the talent, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
if it weren't for Doug, we wouldn't have the event, and it wouldn't be as great a night and a great as experience, but it is like a lot of law firms. It's all about partnership and about each one giving a little bit of what they need. We have community sponsors, businesses, law firms, organizations that are putting their support behind it, and we really enjoy arranging it and doing the behind the scenes thing. This is the point at which I have to acknowledge that the real person behind the scenes for our organization who does this is Brianna Harefield. She is our development director, and she does all the really important logistical work to pull this off. It takes a village, but it takes the mayor of a village to organize it. And
we welcome individuals to become sponsors too. Doesn't well, have to be a business or a law firm. It can be an individual can help sponsor arts in the community.
And okay. We're sponsored by Doug Gately, so we really appreciate Doug's contribution.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about more of this and hear also from the students. But Joel, if I want to get tickets for this for this event on Saturday night, I know there's some ticket locations around town.
Absolutely. You can get your tickets around town. We have a list of those. Ann, do you have that?
So, yes, we encourage people to buy them online. They can go to our website, which is legalaidworks.org, and you can click on the events tab, and it leads you to Jazz for Justice, and you can buy your tickets online.
Okay, I guess just print them out and show up, you got them.
Yep, and we will get the notice of buying it through PayPal, and we will make sure that they have their tickets. Or you can go to the Visitor Center on Caroline Street. You can go to Roberson's Music, and you can also go to Creative Music out at Harrison Crossing.
And you can get them at the door.
And you can also get them at the door, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And same price, no difference in price.
Okay. LegalAidWorks.org. It is Jazz for Justice, 7:30 on Saturday night at Dodd Auditorium. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shoup.
It's Jazz for Justice, Saturday night, 7:30, Dodd Auditorium at UMW. Doug Gately is here, and Klockner is here, Joel Young is here, and a couple of UMW students, Sean Mitchell and Josh Cowridge here. They came along with Doug this morning. Doug is the head of the UMW Jazz program, and they are examples, I guess, Doug, about students who benefited from some of the scholarship money that has come from this program.
Yeah, we have three students now drawing the scholarships. We brought two of them with us today, and it's exciting to be able to actually help students with their journey through music and their professions. So we're very grateful to have this program up and running, and it's a good time for everybody, you know.
Sean, have you ever been to a Jazz for Justice program before?
I haven't. This will be my first one attending and also playing in, so I'm really excited.
What got you involved and interested in jazz?
Okay, so it started in middle school. My band teacher, she started up a jazz band, and it was just me and a couple of friends, and we started playing, and you know, we played like, you know, Hot Chocolate from the Polar Express and stuff like that. Like really simple things. And like I liked that as like an interest thing, as a little like thing we met like every Wednesday after school. And then after that I got into high school my freshman year and they're like, oh, okay, well we have a jazz band. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna see what it's about. Turns out jazz wasn't as easy as I thought it was, and then that gained my interest in like I wanna learn how to, you know, keep playing this. And then that progressed. I did it all throughout high school and then went to like things around the area of like, just playing jazz, and then I started playing with professional bands. I'm not sure if you ever heard of the Silvertone Swing Band out of Warrenton, Virginia.
Yeah,
they're really cool. Lead trumpet player David Schuma, he contacted me through the high school, and I got to play with them, and then he got me to play with them around the area, and then after that came here, and I was like, oh, they have a jazz band. I want to keep playing. So,
yeah. What do you play?
The baritone saxophone, primarily. I also play like all the other saxophones. Once you know one, you basically kind of know them all. It's all in the mouth once you just learn one of them.
Well, I can turn Doug's mic off, so he won't be able to hear us. Uh-huh. What's he like as a professor?
Professor Gately, he's really nice. He's really cool. He's understanding. That's a big thing. He's really helpful. Like, if I say, like, if I came up to him and said, I really need help with this one lick or this one passage, he wouldn't be the kind of guy to get frustrated and say, come on, you can't do that? He'd be like, okay, well, let's work it out step by step. And then that's just how it is. Like, that's the process behind it. So, yeah, he's a really cool professor. I like him a lot.
What's your major?
Music.
Music, okay. Yeah. Okay. Josh Cowrich, also here from UMW. Josh, what's your story?
It's similar to Sean's. I mean, I started in middle school as well, playing in the jazz groups. But come high school, I got to play with a professional big band in my local hometown of Williamsburg. And that was sort of a baptism by fire, kind of. I was like, whoa, whoa, I got to learn this stuff. You know, it's harder than you think. Mm-hmm. And then when I came here, originally, I wasn't going to do jazz. It wasn't my plan, but luckily, Doug talked me into sitting in with the jazz group my first semester here, and thank God he did, because, I mean, I enjoy it so much. It's the section I get to play with, it's a bunch of community guys, including my trombone professor, and, I mean, that's a unique experience. You really can't find that in too many places.
So I'm guessing you play the trombone.
That's right, yeah. Bass trombone is my natural habitat, but this year I'm playing lead trombone, so it's a bit of a different taste.
I like jazz, but know next to nothing about it. And to me, it just is like everybody's doing their own thing, but I know you're not.
That's true. It's, as Doug said, there's a bunch of open solos that can come up. But the stuff that I enjoy the most is the classic big band stuff from the 40s and 50s, mm-hmm. which there's a general form to everything. The ensemble's playing different passages together, and then it opens up and allows an individual to express themselves and sort of tell their own story via jazz.
Yeah, the program we're going to do this Saturday, we're calling it it's the evolution of jazz, the history.
Ooh, okay.
So we're starting right from the very beginnings, and everybody will be able to hear how jazz progressed through the century. And we're playing all these different styles. So it's going to be somewhat educational too. You'll see how a band transforms and changes the jazz flavor along the way.
How did it start?
Well, it goes way back when. Obviously, the African American tradition, or the African tradition, and the Western European tradition, basically blended. New Orleans gets the credit for that, mainly, and it's just a blend of those two cultures and coming out with this beautiful thing that's only true and created in the United States. It's truly, a lot of people call it jazz is America's classical music. It is truly American.
Yeah.
And it progressed through through the years, technically, harmonically, and so forth. But and one of the big cores of it is the blues are one of the factors in it. And it's truly American.
You guys playing Saturday night?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. We'll come back to you and talk about that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll find out more about that as we go along this morning. Jazz for Justice, 7:30 Dot Auditorium, Saturday night at UMW. Joel Young here, the chair of the Jazz for Justice Planning Committee. For something like this to happen, Joel, you mentioned earlier that individuals can become sponsors, but you need a lot of sponsors, and there's a lot of the community pulls together to make something like this happen.
Absolutely. We have wonderful community sponsors. Obviously, the University of Mary Washington, we couldn't do it without them. We have our printing is done by Stafford Printing. My firm, Reinhardt Harper Davis, we do workplace injury law, and we've come on as a big sponsor. And the Fredericksburg Area Bar Association itself has pitched in financially in a significant way. We talked about Paul Simpson earlier. Well, not only did Paul help start this here, his firm is also a sponsor, Parrish, Sneed, Franklin, and Simpson. They're downtown. We have the Community Bank of the Chesapeake, who's also come in a big way. So we have lots of community sponsors. We'll talk some more about more of them later, but we really couldn't do this. And to make it successful, it requires sponsorships. We want to get as many people there to see the program, but this is successful because we have law firms, businesses, individuals coming on and financially supporting both Legal Aid Works and the Jazz program.
Boy, and the Jazz program at UMW, when I first met you, Doug, I was highly impressed with as you presented it, but I hadn't seen it. I thought, oh, it's okay. I'm sure it's okay. And I went, and it was as advertised. I mean, it was a fun program, but boy, it really keeps your attention.
Cool. Okay. That's what we want to do.
It's top drawer stuff. It really is a great evening. Anyone who loves good music will have a great time.
And just you talk about getting to know, and you see what the jazz program's like at UMW, and what you do with so few people, pretty impressive too. You're kicking it in your office.
We have the most dedicated staff of really committed individuals who love to do what they do. We are always saying that it's rewarding in all but the monetary sense to do the kind of work that we do. It's a passion. It's not something that you do just for the sake of it. It's something that we really are proud of, the way that we help people in need, people who can't get help any other way.
Well, and Doug mentioned earlier, and I think until I met you and sat down with you and we did a show and talked about what you do, I think a lot of us all do think, growing up and watching all the Law and Order and the TV shows, you always go back to thinking that everybody gets an attorney, but they don't.
It's really important to think about it. The way I always try to describe it is, look at it from a domestic violence victim's point of view. If everybody says, why doesn't she just leave? The first thing she'd need when she leaves is a civil protective order, one of those stay-away orders, maybe also custody, support issues. Those are all civil cases. The abuser could show up with an attorney for those hearings, and there's absolutely no right, and in fact, there's no mechanism at all in place for her to be appointed an attorney. So she'd not only face her abuser alone, she'd also face that abuser's attorney. We just don't think that's fair, so we exist to level the playing field and make sure that there's an equal sense of power in that legal proceeding. So we do that with tenants against landlords. We do that with people who aren't getting their proper benefits from unemployment, things like that, that really do level the playing field for the little guy, and that's what gets us up in the morning. We love doing that.
And when you think about it, the people that need a lawyer, most of us, those are the kind of cases that we need a lawyer for, some of the higher profile and some of the bigger crime kind of things. A lot of us don't hopefully ever have get involved in that, but you're talking about everyday life.
That's right. Housing, your life, your kids, your family being taken care of, those are very, very basic things, and we help people achieve those important things of shelter and safety and income every day.
LegalAidWorks.org, the website where you can get tickets. You can also get tickets at the door of the Visitor Center downtown. Robertson's and Creative Music, also places you can get tickets for Jazz for Justice. You won't be disappointed. Jazz for Justice, Saturday night, 7:30 at Dodd Auditorium. Ann Klockner here with Legal Aid Works. Joel Young is the chair of the Jazz for Justice Planning Committee. And we've got a couple of students, Sean Mitchell and Josh Cowrich, here, along with Doug Gately, head of the UMW Jazz Program. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jazz for Justice, our focus. It is coming up this Saturday night, 7:30, Dodd Auditorium at UMW. Doug Gately here. He's brought a couple of students with him. Doug is the head of the UMW Jazz Program. Sean Mitchell and Josh Cowrich here, and Klockner with Legal Aid Works, and Joel Young here, the chair of the Jazz for Justice Planning Committee. Doug, the whole program. I mean, I know there are a lot of things when you come in and we talk about the jazz program at UMW and what the students go through. A lot to be proud of this program and the students you have and what they do.
Oh, absolutely. When we start out the year, the semester starts and we have people that have never played jazz before, even.
Never played it in college.
And we, it's a classroom. So we work on their craft, develop them as players, and put together the fruit of their labor, for example, you'll hear on Saturday. And it's exciting to see them grow and develop as musicians. Matter of fact, one of our freshmen is here, Sean Mitchell, and he's just started out with us, and we're going to feature him on some solo work. And Josh over here is going to be actually featured on one of the great classics, Tommy Dorsey solos. So I mean, and we have such a great faculty. Our individual instructors, the adjuncts that teach the applied music. I mean, they're world class. They're world class players. We have Paul Rollins on trombone. We have Michael Huffman on trumpet, and they've walked the walk, so to speak, and they share it with students. It's great.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
You guys ready for you ready for Saturday night?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Here you go.
This whole I didn't ask you, Josh. Have you ever been to a Jazz for Justice program at the university?
Yes, this will be my third one. Yep, started out playing at the first one when, like I said, Doug asked me to sit in with the jazz ensemble.
Yeah,
one of the first concerts I did with them. It was fantastic, loads of fun, educational, as you mentioned. It's just a great time.
How do you get ready for something like this? You just you practice your. You're part of it over and over? Is that how you do it?
I mean, that's one way of doing it. You can do that. But for me, playing with the group, like playing with them and then finding out where your part lies and then going back and practicing on your own, then work it out and then bring it back and then play again, that's where it happens.
I wondered how with just how jazz is, how you can do that. So do you guys get together at night and in the morning or in the day, you know, whenever it fits people's schedules?
It's a class, technically, but, I mean, you don't have to take it as a class to play in the ensemble like I did in my first semester. But
we rehearse once a week.
Right. It's Wednesday evenings that we rehearse as a whole group, and then the rest of the week is essentially your time to work on your own parts and then put it back together.
Wow, okay. Once a week, and then so
it's quite amazing.
Yeah, that I am.
You sort of get nervous along the way when go from one week to the next. Go, wow, we got some work to do, but it's it pulls together. I mean, sure it's great. It's exciting.
So and I guess it, but there's if you're getting together once a week on your own, then you've got things you have to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, everybody's expected to come in knowing their part. Mm-hmm. In fact, I always tell them, you know, no one, we're not sight reading in here. And sight reading is a very positive thing to do.
Yeah.
When you're reading new things. But after I've handed out the music, you're not sight reading anymore. You come into rehearsal prepared. And then we work on the preparation as a group to make things happen. And everything, all the music does have a form. There's a form to it. So even the improvisational stuff is over a form. It works out, but you have to be prepared. You have to come to class prepared.
So as you are, then you, when as you get together, do you or others hear, or do you guys hear things and just say, that's not going to work, and then you work on various parts?
Yeah, we work as a team, so to speak. To use the sports analogy. We work as a team. We listen to each other. We offer suggestions. Everybody has a voice of what we should be doing. How can we fix this? This could be better. And we at times pat each other on the back about, hey, nice solo. Great. Section sounded great today. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Keep that up. So we chip away at it and keep adding new material. And next thing you know, we have a program.
So how long have you been working on this program, the one that you'll be presented Saturday night?
Some of the tunes since we started the semester.
Yeah.
Some of the more difficult ones that take longer to prepare. But
they're going to read something tomorrow that they've never seen before.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah, that.
Then we'll have stuff like that that happens.
And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
A couple weeks ago, I brought in Rite of Spring that they're going to play.
Okay.
And so it's... I always keep them challenged. In the real world, you know, you'd show up for a rehearsal with some of the big names that some of us played with. There's a rehearsal, and then the show is that night. There's no 12 weeks of rehearsing. Mm-hmm. It's boom. So we try to get them thinking in the real world experience.
Yeah.
And terror focuses your attention.
I guess it does. And you were telling me that Jazz for Justice also, I mean, there are other things that the jazz program does and in the community also.
Yeah, and I've been really impressed by that too. They're not just a one-trick pony. They don't just play for the Jazz for Justice program and then go away. They're an entire year's worth of different events that the jazz program is involved in, and I think Doug could give us more specifics on that, but I've been very impressed that it is something that sustains that educational piece throughout the whole year. What are some of the examples that you've done over the last year?
This fall we did the Friends of the Rappahannock Festival. Mm-hmm. Raised money for the Rappahannock. We've worked played for the American Cancer Society, United Way. We've been to, there's so many things. I just got a call the other day. We're probably next year, we're going to be on the books to do the state, I forget the name, the exact name of the organization, but it's the state organization for the blind. We're going to do a program for them.
Okay.
So we're involved in a lot of different things in the community. And, we do the, we try to, in the educational aspect of it, we do like Latino Identities Month. We do a concert featuring Latino jazz. And in February, we'll be doing the Black History Month, where we present the icons of the great black players. And we do their music. So there's, and the big thing in the spring is the Jazz Festival, which we bring in guest artists, international people, and they get to work with the band, and the students get to pick their brains and listen to them and learn from them too. So those concerts are all free. Everything's free.
Yeah, man. Never a dull moment for you guys, I guess.
No kidding.
Always doing something. Joel, one thing that strikes me that I mean, you guys have a passion for this, and the with the Bar Association being involved. I mean, you're a busy guy in your own right, and to do this, you've taken an interest in this and taken your time to put forth and help organize it, and you and your law firm to get involved with this.
Yeah, absolutely. So Reinhardt Harper Davis really wanted to be kind of a premier sponsor of this, and not just to show our buy-in to this community, but I'm also on the board of Legal Aid Works, and so that's one of the ways I enjoy spending my time. I feel like it is a good use of my time. It's a very functional board. We just had a board retreat, and it's just energizing to be with people to think about new ways of just fulfilling the mission of Legal Aid Works. From my perspective, this Jazz for Justice is about more than any individual. It's about a community effort. Obviously, we have the talent here in the room to my left, but we also have the community sponsors. I'd like to just to hit a few of them: Ahern Phillips LLP, Allen 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 and Allen, Hirschler Fleischer, Carrillo Gold and Josie. These are all law firms that have come out of their pocket in order to help both Legal Aid Works and the Jazz program at Mary Washington. We have 30 community partners.
Wow.
Yeah, more than I can mention, but we thank all of them for their participation in this. Worley Dahlberg Jones and Yao. Doug Gately here. He's a law firm on his own. there was a donation in honor of the UMW Jepson Alumni Executive Center, Fredericksburg Chapter of the Virginia Women's Attorneys Association, the Keddie Group of Davenport Company, LLC.
Yeah.
So these are all groups that have said, we want to get behind Ann Klockner at Legal Aid Works and Doug Gately at the Jazz program. And they move these programs forward and make the community a better place.
It's just such a positive experience for everybody and helps people.
Yeah.
So how can you go wrong?
No, it is. I remember the very first show we did of this, Ann. It was just to me because I think it was you and Doug and Paul Simpson and the three of us, and just the interest in each other and what you did, and it was evident, and it always is, and that's what's great about this.
This was an experiment. There was no doubt we hadn't done anything like this before, and the first year when we saw over 300 people at Dodd Auditorium, we knew that we were onto something. The next year it was 500 people. So it's an event. It's really just fun to be in the audience and hear the buzz and hear the excitement. Doug keeps a very lively, innovative program every year.
Certainly does.
We have a kids choir that is adorable, and the really cool kind of backstory of that is that the director of that kids choir is a UMW music alum. So it's different ways to show how UMW really has an impact in the community. We really appreciate that. There's a gospel choir that just, I keep on always describing it like they blow the roof off the joint. I think they kind of sort of almost did last year. It was really rocking, and so it's, you never know quite what to expect. Each year, Doug brings a different kind of twist to this, and that's one of the things I enjoy about jazz, is it has a lot of threads in the tapestry. You really have a lot of things to choose from when you're putting together a jazz program.
And we do write special arrangements behind these groups that come in, so it's very individualized.
Yeah. I know you did it in the past, and I didn't ask to find out, but I know in some of the early years afterwards, people would bring their instruments and go up and play. Do you still do that?
We're going to have a jam session, yes, afterwards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome. Anybody that comes to the concert's welcome to sit in, play. It's great.
So,
it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Now, I mean, and you and Joel have both sort of touched on it, but when you think about it, this really is the community and what all communities need about what you do with Legal Aid Works, and just the kind of the fine arts part of a community and the jazz, and it's these are what make the community strong.
We have always tried to increase our profile in the community, both so that we could get people to support us, but also so that the community would know about this as a resource. So for us, it's another platform. It's another opportunity for us certainly to raise funds. That's very important. We're a private nonprofit, and we need those funds. We don't get any kind of guaranteed funding at all, so it's very important for us to do fundraising, but it's also important for us to do friend raising. And we love being part of the community. We love being somebody that people could turn to when they need us. So knowing that this is another opportunity for us to get that word out, we just are grateful for that opportunity.
And I really like the experience it brings to the students.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought,
they get to express their voice through the arts. And jazz is one of the greatest expressions of that.
And a great venue to have it, that auditorium, is just top of the line for this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice to have a large venue. And students actually get excited when they see a crowd out there. And they get to express their musical ideas.
You know, and a big crowd, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
LegalAidWorks.org is where you can get tickets. You can also get them at the Visitor Center, Robertson's, or Creative Music, or at the door Saturday night. Jazz for Justice, 7:30, Dot Auditorium at UMW. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Jazz for Justice, this Saturday night, 7:30, Dot Auditorium at UMW, LegalAidWorks.org if you want to get tickets, but you can also get tickets right at the door on Saturday night. And the price of these tickets, we haven't talked about that. The price is?
It's a bargain, Ted. The price for tickets is $10.
Whoa.
But there's also a $5 ticket price for seniors and students. So any student, and we define that pretty liberally, and any senior, we define that pretty liberally, can attend for $5. The point of this is to get the community here and enjoying it and seeing the concert that night. So $10 is general admission, and there's a $5 price for students or seniors.
Boy, that is a great deal. And again, you do hope that they see and maybe Doug come to some of these concerts that you talked about that are free and that take place throughout the year.
Sure, we love to have them come see us. And these tickets, they can get them at the door too, if it's a last minute thing.
So again, it's Saturday night, 7:30, and you hope, Ann, that they learn a little bit about the work, the good work of Legal Aid Works.
Absolutely.
Two couple of students we've had with us this morning, Sean Mitchell and Josh Cowrich from UMW. You guys have gotten have been the recipients of the scholarships that some of these scholarships that have come out. Have they helped you along your way and your as you go through your higher education?
Of course. They help pay for tuition and private lessons, which require a fee. And for me personally, it's nice because being a non-music major and receiving a music scholarship, that's not something that happens every day or at every university. So I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
And then just to piggyback on that, it's like, when you get like music majors who come in and play for people, they're coming in doing what they love. And then for me, I didn't come in expecting, oh, hey, here's a scholarship to go play and do what you like. I really appreciated that because I thought it was really nice. I was like, wow, they really got your back when, you know, if it's like you don't have enough money to go do this or do that. It just helps out in general too. Like as a first year student, it was like, oh, wow, I actually don't have to stress as much about, like, small things, like, you know, lessons or something like that.
Yeah. I never thought about it, but the lessons part of this.
Yeah. Mm.
That with a music major and all, that's something that's that you've got to figure out how to fund that.
Right, exactly.
So, well, it's great. It's great. I'm glad, Doug, you were able to bring, because we've talked about this before, and I think last year was the first year you started bringing students. You brought a student last year, and that to show that this does go to something.
Yeah, and she graduated last year, and she plays professionally.
Wow, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? Joel Young here, the chair of the Jazz for Justice Planning Committee. I'll give you a chance again to mention your the law firm where you're at, and the fact that there's so many in the community and so many businesses involved. We didn't get through them all, but just a lot of people in ones you've mentioned, a lot of big name and well known people in businesses involved with Jazz for Justice.
Absolutely, and we think that this is something that every business in the community should be a part of, and this is going to be a tradition that continues. So, not just this Saturday, but a year from now, we would like people listening, people who come to the concert, they want to show their support of this program. There is always the opportunity for future sponsorships. My firm, Reinhardt Harper Davis, is a premier sponsor. Mary Washington, obviously, is providing the venue and other support. Stafford Printing, the Fredericksburg Area Bar Association, Parrish Snead, Franklin Simpson PLC, and the Community Bank of the Chesapeake. These are all of the largest sponsors and supporters we have, and we just want to thank them for their support.
Boy, and thank you for your involvement, because you've put some time, and you were saying you're going to be down in Richmond, and you're driving up on Saturday to be here.
That's right. I'm co-chairing a retreat for lawyers who do workplace injury law, and then I'm beating feet back up to Fredericksburg for the event.
Doug, thank you for this, because boy, you've shown, like I said earlier, what's always impressed me is you're unparalleled on the music end, but you have such an understanding of what the good work that legal aid works and what they provide in our community.
Yeah, and it must be said, thank you too for inviting us to be able to spread the word. It's great.
You guys, it's a great show, and it's always great to have you and to hear about some of the things that you're all doing. Good luck on Saturday night, and again, thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Jazz for Justice, 7:30, Dodd Auditorium, Saturday night at UMW. Thanks to Doug Gately, Joel Young, and Ann Klockner, also from UMW, a couple of students, Sean Mitchell and Josh Cowrich. We will see you Saturday night on the stage doing your thing. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And again, tickets at LegalAidWorks.org or at the door. That's it. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.